Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with four members of the Washington High School FFA chapter about a special project they're doing for the holidays.
I'm Sophie Bell, and I'm in ninth grade.
I'm Haley Schultz, and I'm in ninth grade.
I'm Sophie Murphy, and I'm in ninth grade.
I'm Ellie Bell, and I'm in ninth grade.
And you guys are working on a special project ahead of Christmas. Can you let us know what's going on?
Okay, so it's called Samaritan's Purse, and we're collecting shoeboxes and toys and different items to give to kids in third world countries.
And are students the ones donating items, or is it anybody in the community?
It can be anyone in the community, but we've started in our school, but we're hoping that it goes throughout the community. So.
And what kind of items are you hoping to get? You talk about toys.
Well, definitely toys, because what we consider toys are way different than what they consider toys. But there's also, like, personal care items, because they don't have everything that we have. And they like to have a wow item in the box, so they're surprised when they open it up.
And what's a wow item? Can you explain that a little more?
A wow item would be, like, a little soccer ball with a pump so they could pump it up, or, like, a doll, or even, like, a whole matching outfit.
What are some of the things that you're hoping to get in these boxes?
Any kind of toys, basically, and like she said, like things they don't really have in their countries.
And do you have a goal for how many items or how many boxes you want to send?
Our original goal was 24 boxes to get made up, but we might go a little over that, but we're hoping at least 24 boxes, so we're going to pack them full.
Why do you think it's important that students do projects like this?
It's important because it makes us realize that how much we have that we take for granted. And obviously in third world country, they don't necessarily have nearly as much to take for granted, so it just makes you feel better about it.
I agree with her. It's like it tells us what to be thankful for. They don't have like some of the things that we have here.
It makes you more aware of like different places, and like it just like makes you feel good to like feel like you're doing something good and helping others.
I think everyone should be like, I don't know, I feel like everyone should have the joy of helping others like throughout the community, but also like in different countries too, because I don't know, I guess it's kind of fun because we get to track like where it goes, and so then you can see the little kids and sometimes you can write to them, so I think it'll be really fun.
And do you know exactly where these boxes will be going?
Not exactly, but like I said, we can like track them with the tags that we put on, so we'll know like when it gets sent, but I don't know exactly like where it's supposed to go.
And you're all freshmen, so are you hoping to see this grow as you guys go through high school? Are you hoping that you can keep doing this?
Yeah. I think it'd be a good thing to continue to do and like have a goal to set our boxes higher. But I mean, you don't have to buy everything in the box, so it shouldn't be too hard to fill one. We've asked every FFA member to fill at least one box, and some might forget or some might bring more than one. But you can use things that you had at home, like maybe an old doll that's still nice, but you don't play with it anymore, or stuff like that you can put in there.
So it's a nice way to pass on some items that you don't use.
Yeah. As long as they're still in good condition. That's good.
And if anybody out there is listening right now and they think, well, I've got a couple things I could send, what do they need to do to make sure they get in those boxes? Is there a deadline or a place to drop them off?
The deadline is November 15th. And
you need to drop them off here.
Yeah.
You can drop them off at the school and then tell them to send them to the ag room or Mr. Steinhardt. Or if they know any FFA member in the Washington FFA, they can give them to them and they'll bring them here.
That's been today's Washington Page, speaking about the Washington FFA and Samaritan's Purse Project happening now in Washington. If you have items to donate, drop them off at the Washington High School or give them to an FFA member. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.